How you coming, y'all? Rich Brown, that's the brand.
MK.
Yeah. How you coming, y'all? How you living, y'all? Hella lit, y'all. Fuck a bitch, y'all.
Everybody, oh my motherfucking gosh, Robin E back in the building, back on another episode of Pillow Talk Podcast. Listen, Linda, listen, there has been so much that's been going on. Shout out to Pillow Talk Nation for rocking with me, checking in with me. If you've been following me on Instagram at RobinE93, then you already know what the fuck's been going on, what the fuck's been happening. Your girl was in New York. Son, Money, B, Deadass was in BK with it. You feel me? BK with it, Deadass. Shout out to Rich Bound Entertainment. Shout out to Mr. Rich Bound, Picasso Swag, Breezy, everybody that's on the Rich Bound team, Rich Bound Entertainment. Y'all, it was just a vibe. I've never been to New York before. That was my very first time. But Picasso Swag, Fuck the Rent, that was the song that was just playing there. He performed out there in New York as well. Mr. Rich Brown went to perform at the Days Summit, okay, which is a very big deal over in the East Coast. It's like a South by West for the East Coast. So, you know, Rock Nation was in the building, Quality Control Music's in the building, Hot 97's in the building. And it's just really about connecting with all types of creatives and artists and producers, you know, and directors in an industry level standard in a nice networking environment. So it's like a 10-day event. So I was gone for 7 days. Really more like 8 because I didn't even get off the plane until like the next morning because my shit was delayed. But 7 days. So I left on a Thursday. I was supposed to come back that Tuesday. I ended up not coming back until that Thursday. And once again, it was just like, it was literally the time of my fucking life. I feel very grateful and honored that, you know, Rich Brown decided to extend an offer to me. He was on the show. That was actually my first time meeting him when he came on the show. And he had brought it up during the interview. And, I thought it was a joke. And we ended up talking a couple of days after that. And he was like, you know, if you really want to come, you can come. And it ended up, you know, being an amazing trip. It was an amazing press run that also went down. I met some amazing people as well on the trip. So it was super dope, man. New York was lit, my boy. New York was lit. So lit that I actually lost my voice. So I was waiting until I sounded like a normal person before I hopped back on the mic because it was giving real drag. Real Britney Griner. So now that my voice is back in full effect, I got to recap a little bit with y'all about what went down in the NY and some things that I've learned about media in my quick little trip. So first off, I just want to say that New York is, in fact, dirty as fuck. And I'm not even mad at y'all because y'all got hella people. It's like 9 million people, like, in the state of New York. I don't know. I just made that up. But it's a lot of bodies that's there in all the towns that make up, you know what I'm saying, New York City. But there was trash piled up everywhere on the street, y'all. Like, I was like, what the fuck's going on? So, yeah, New York is dirty. And, again, let's settle the debate on the pizza because y'all not seeing us. New York is not seeing Chicago on the pizza. Chicago got New York beat on the pizza. And I went to three different pizza places, including, I forgot the name, but it was where they shot Spider-Man, Tony's or something like that. I don't know. And that pizza wasn't all that either. So, you know, New York, y'all ain't got it. Y'all ain't got it on a pizza. But I will say the deli food, it's a hit. It's a hit every which way you slice and dice, it's a hit. There's about 51 million delis on one block. So the competition clearly is null and void because there's so many people there that somebody's bound to walk up in your shit. But we were eating from the deli like we lived there. You know what I'm saying? Like we knew what to get. We were living there. Shout out to the This Is It juice, y'all. It was this fresh juice. Okay, shout out to Muffy, shout out to Sister Circle. It was this fresh juice that Muffy had got, and then she put everybody else onto it, and then we was drinking it like it was the best damn thing on earth, you know what I'm saying? Like it was Jesus had invented that himself. And we can't get that nowhere. That was some New York stuff. But New York really has a lot of fresh produce and fresh juice. Maybe it was from the place that I was staying at. I don't know. I was staying in Brooklyn, and it was kind of like a little Jamaica area that we were at, so we saw a lot of, you know, Rastafarians that were on the street selling their sea moss. We saw a lot of like raw juice bar stores and places that sold fresh fruit and fruit stands that were out more than usual. And it's like it's not summertime yet, but we saw a lot of those. So I will give it to New York on the diversity, especially when it comes to like, you know, your health. Like I've never seen that many juice bars like back to back. I'm talking about just like the delis, it was just like that with the juice bars. So I really, really like that. Now, baby, the traffic. Oh my God. The traffic was bad. Chicago ain't got shit on New York when it comes to the traffic. It takes you 30 minutes to drive anywhere. Just throwing it out there. But no, New York was beautiful. We went to Times Square. So I was happy that I got to visit, you know, a prominent New York landmark. We were there at like 3 a.m. and it was kids and shit outside. And I said, okay, y'all niggas really don't sleep like that. Y'all really don't sleep like that. So that was super dope. I saw a Back to the Future car. You know, I had to flick it up with that. We rode through, obviously, Brooklyn. Saw the Brooklyn Bridge, which was beautiful. Saw it during the day and we saw it at night. Rode, you know, I think we went to some mall. I don't know the exact mall, but it was in Brooklyn. What else? Of course, the C'est la Resistance. Club Sugar Daddies, y'all. Let me tell y'all, I got to take a sip before I go back down memory lane. Because the time was absolutely had. So Mr. Richbound was on his CEO shit, on his marketing shit, and we went to the strip club like 4 or 5 days in a row, no cap. And he built such a repertoire with the strip club that they were treating us like we were royalty. But literally, it was the best time I've ever had in a strip club. And I've been to a few different strip clubs in my life now. I'm you know, 30. I done did some wild shit. But I just need y'all to listen because I don't think you understand, you feel me, how lit the situation really was. I acted like I was Mr. Richbound. Because the time was had, okay? The time was had. But no, the strip club was super lit. Shout out to Club Sugar Daddies. Shout out to all the beautiful models that we met up in the spot. It was super dope. But what I really loved, like I said, was just the promo and marketing aspect that Rich went about doing that. Now, I ain't gonna lie. That fourth night, everybody was kind of like, all right, you know, there's other things we can do in New York. But the picture was bigger than that. You know what I'm saying? And his strategy ended up working for his benefit. And because he was making so much noise and spending that money and being prominent in the club, his name was being spread all throughout New York. So I really love that he took his time with that, and he just did a very strategic yet easy way to implement into New York culture. So I thought that that was really, really dope. So shout out to him for that. Now, one of the best things that also happened on the trip was that we tripped out, y'all, and we did some shrooms. Now, I'm an advocate for shrooms. I'm not going to hold y'all. I'm not going to sit up here and pretend like I don't be tripping out, because I do. Shrooms are really, really good for anxiety, relaxation. To me, it's a longer high than weed sometimes. Like, I fuck with the shrooms. But we had everybody. You feel me? Everybody was on shrooms. I'm talking about everybody. It was like 15 of us that were out together partying, living our best lives, in addition to promoting all throughout New York. So it was just super lit. It was just a time. Also had a chef. Shout out to Steph, the chef. Shout out to the chef. My boy was in there whipping the brick, okay? He made some type of magical liquid that he poured over these grits, and the liquid was so damn good. I was literally eating pieces of bread and dipping it in the liquid. I don't know what you did with that liquid, boy, but it was delicious. But no, it was really an amazing trip. Like I said, I'm super thankful that I was able to be a part of that and be a part of the Richbound team and the Richbound Entertainment movement. It's a family based organization, which is something that I love so dearly because I love my family and I understand the importance of family and what that actually means. And being out there with the team, being out there with press, kind of doing my press thing, promoing, really, really inspired me. And this just motivated me to continue to go hard and to continue to be in these circles where I can meet other people that do believe in me and do believe in my talent. So again, I got to give a shout out to Mr. Richbound, Richbound Entertainment, you know, Flying Pillow Talk Podcast out, full expense paid, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Rich bought me some shoes too, baby, like, come on now. Y'all not really doing it like that, you know what I'm saying? A lot of y'all say y'all got it like that, but y'all don't really, you feel me? Y'all don't really got it like that, so shout out to Mr. Richbound. Now, doing the day summit taught me, well, I didn't even say taught me, it exposed me, I should say, to the way that media and connections and the networking things work in different regions, right? Now in Chicago, let's not flex, okay? There's a lot of high noses in the air and a lot of people that don't want to communicate and don't want to have those networking events or feel as though they're past that. I get it. When you've been doing things for a certain amount of time, you feel as though you don't have to really speak on this, on that. You only want to be in certain types of rooms, whatever. But in New York, the vibe was completely different, okay? These executives and these A&Rs and these producers and these DJs, you know what I'm saying, these hosts, they talking to you, you know what I'm saying? They letting you know whether they fuck with you or they don't off the bat, whether you got it or you don't. And it ain't no fuck shit. You know what I'm saying? It's honest. It's legit. One of the things that stood out to me the most was when we went to these performances, because again, it was a 10-day festival. I wasn't there the whole 10 days, but I was there 7 days. So we were able to go to quite a few. And everybody stayed until the end of the performances. Like when an artist went up, the artist didn't just like up and leave. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody pretty much stayed until it was over. And that's something that we don't see in Chicago. Let's just keep it 100. For whatever reason, people feel as though they no longer need to show support to a fellow artist for whatever reason, so they don't want to stay until the end of the show. And I get it. Life happens. You got kids. You got curfew. Whatever. You're tired. You got a boo-boo. I get it. But there's a certain level of respect and admiration that comes with that. And when you're somebody that's trying to make it and you're trying to build that following, you gotta fuck with other artists. That's just what it is. A lot of y'all have this persona, Chicago artists, that you're too good to collab, or that you're above collaboration, you're above features. Oh, I don't listen to anybody but me. I don't listen to anybody but my bros. Like, that's cool and all, but how do you expect to get heard into different audiences if you don't connect with different people? While we were down there, while we were, I guess, up up there, over there, while we was over there in New York, you know what I'm saying? Rich connected with a lot of artists there, which I thought was super dope. And to me, that's the only way you're going to evolve. You got to make sure that you connect with somebody that got a different sound, a different vibe, a different feel, different approach, so that they can involve you or even just put you in a room with other people that maybe ain't rocking with them, but they fucking around and rock with you. So I love that it's a lot of collaboration energy that's in New York. You know what I'm saying? Every artist that we talked to, they didn't have no problem talking, communicating. Let's do this. Let's do that. It was just a free vibe versus some of the energy you get back at the crib. I'm just keeping it funky. So that was something that I really, really admired about the New York creative scene. Everybody's willing to work with each other. Everybody is engaging. So I got a lot of followers and, you know, impressions while we were out in New York, and I just see the difference already. It's a lot of New York people that are liking my shit, sharing my stuff, versus people here in the city, you know, Chicago, that won't share a damn thing. And say what you want, but support comes in very different forms, and it's not always about a dollar amount. Sometimes it's just about genuinely rocking with somebody. So that's something that I think, as a Chicago media person, I'm going to push a little bit more here in our area, is the importance of respecting and collaboration. To me, collaboration is key. I've done so many collaborations throughout my career already that I feel were mostly beneficial. There's very few collaborations that I've done that I felt like were not beneficial. So that was that. But yeah, New York was super lit. We was off the shrooms. I didn't get to get no cheesecake though. I ain't get no cheesecake, y'all. Diddy, I'm sorry. But I do plan on going back to New York really soon. I didn't get to go to Harlem, so I really want to go to Harlem and check that out. But everything that I saw was lit. New York people is rude, though. I'm going to tell y'all that. Y'all rude as fuck. And some of y'all, I just had to kind of get on that with y'all back, because that was the only way y'all was understanding me. When I was trying to be nice and Midwestern with you, you know, you act like you didn't hear me. As soon as I started getting a little louder, asking you to check the price, then, you know what I'm saying, they hurt me. So I was going through an identity crisis like the last 3 days in New York, because I thought I was from there. You feel me? Dead ass. So I had to sleep that shit off. But I would recommend it. 10 out of 10 trip. Definitely make sure that you go with somebody. I think it's better to go with somebody so you can explore the city. We did have transportation, so I didn't ride the subway or anything like that. But if you are going to drive, please be aware that's going to take you 30 minutes to go down the street. Please be aware. One of the other big things I loved about this experience was the importance of meeting new people and being dominant in your craft without overshadowing. On this trip, you know, we had a PR, we had, you know, blogger, podcaster, radio personality, artist, videographer, photographer, chef, A&R. So it was a very nice, diverse mix of people. And I think that everybody is dominant and well, you know, crafted in their skill, which allowed us all to kind of mesh really good together in regards to doing whatever it is that we needed to do. So I look forward to producing some more stuff with Richbound Entertainment. And, yeah, check it out. Definitely check it out. Make sure y'all check it out with them. Make sure y'all check out Picasso Swag. Mm. A beautiful man right there. That's a beautiful man. Beautiful man right there. Nonetheless, season 4 is in store. Okay. I just want to shout out everybody that's been supporting the Pillow Talk podcast so far. I've been getting booked left and right, and I got a lot of amazing content that'll be coming back up this month and going into summer. One of the biggest things I want to bring back is the rotation and the video countdowns. So starting at the end of the month, I will be, you know, gathering up some videos that I want you guys to send me so I can put it on my countdown. And the videos can be no more older than 1 year. You had to drop that shit last year, okay? Anything that you dropped in 2021, you cannot submit it to me. So make sure that you guys tap in with me and do that. Also, I will be covering Vegandale this summer. No, I am not vegan, but I was asked to promote the event and cover it. So I'll be there. I believe it's June. I don't know the date exactly, but it's going to be coming up. So make sure you guys tap in with me on that. If you are going to be at Vegandale, I would love to interview you while I am there. So I'll have my handy dandy cameraman, Calvin West, in the building, and we'll be doing some on-site interviews. So I'm excited for that. Lastly, we got to pay our respects to Jerry. Jerry Springer passed away, y'all. There's a lot of black people that felt some type of way about Jerry Springer and about us feeling sad about Jerry Springer dying. Listen, I'm not going to go there with y'all about Jerry. What you're not going to do is make me feel bad that I'm sad that a motherfucker lost their life. Jerry Springer ain't never hurt nobody intentionally. Maybe for ratings, but it wasn't him physically hurting them. You know what I'm saying? Like, Jerry Springer was a part of the culture. There would be none of this reunion, chair-throwing shit had it not been for Jerry Springer, okay? He did one for the culture, and I'm going to give him his dues. R.I.P. to that man. I got to get that hate up out y'all system now. Lastly, but not least, oh, my God, Snowfall. Listen, baby, listen. I didn't get a chance to talk my shit about Snowfall, and I'm going to probably re-rock this again. Because this really ain't got shit to do with what I've been talking about, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. So the season finale dropped, y'all. And I honestly don't know how to feel. I wish that it wouldn't have went down that way for Franklin. But he was so far gone, so far past a certain point, that that was the only solution. One story in particular within Snowfall that I think tops the cake of Franklin is Leon. Let's just keep it honest. And I think that we saw a very turning point for Leon during the last season and even in that last episode with him kind of still being that strong figure for Franklin, even though Franklin was considered the power. You know what I'm saying? Leon has always kind of been that muscle. That's always been there, that stagnant friend that, you know, will stand with you through the test of time. So I just really love Leon's journey, and I wish that Leon could have saved Franklin. Ultimately, that is what I wish would have happened. I think when Franklin asked Leon for the money and Leon decided that he wasn't going to give it to him, that right then and there should have been a moment of truce or talking, you know what I'm saying, confession, where Franklin and Leon could come to some type of agreement where he could help him get out of the situation. But that didn't happen that way. So Snowfall is over with. I think that that still is one of the best TV series to come out in the last 10 years. Okay? It surpassed streaming in viewership. It's reached the millions, 100 million arena, and of course was created by none other than John Singleton. He is such a prominent figure to black culture. He's going to live on and on and on and on. And this was another opportunity, I think, for the world to be reintroduced to his artistry, his eye, his perfection, and his attention to detail. You know what I'm saying? Nobody thought that he wouldn't be here to the end, but he created such a giant, you know, void that we got to see it through, my boy. We got to see it through. So Snowfall is over with, but we do have all of the seasons to reflect. So if you've never seen it, I highly suggest that you see it. I highly suggest that you check it out. As always, sending love and light to all of you on this beautiful day. If you are interested in coming on Pillow Talk Podcast, all you got to do is call me, beep me if you want to reach me. Interview slots are opening up for May and June, because come July, I will be out of the office. Sending love and light to all you on this beautiful day, man. Peace out.